EI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump is hailing the agreement to end the fighting in Gaza and says he'll travel to the region to seal the deal.
We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East. We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday.
Reporter Robert Berger in Jerusalem says once that happens, there will be some relief for Palestinians in Gaza.
When the hostages are released, which is expected early next week, I think we will see a huge surge in a humanitarian aid. That's part of the deal. Hundreds of trucks coming across the border. There's already plans to do that. The UN will be heavily involved in that.
Kaylee Ott reports from Tel Aviv. This is just the first part of the deal, and it gets more complicated after this.
There are still some more difficult elements of that proposal to be hammered out, like how Hamas will disarm, whether it will agree to step back from Palestinian politics, and who will govern Gaza. But all of that will come later.
Votes in the Senate today failed to end the government shutdown, and there are more delays at airports due to air traffic controllers calling in sick. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Fox Business Network said those who do so frequently could be dismissed.
We're also looking at if we have a continual small subset of controllers that don't show up to work, and they're the problem children. Listen, we need more controllers, but we need the best and the brightest, the dedicated controllers.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said today they're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to work out of. Federal agents will double down, she says.
If we have to do it the hard way in Portland and Chicago, we will.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We expect the president to follow the law. Do I also expect that they will push the law to its absolute limit, maybe even stepping over the line? Yes, and we will push back.
There's been another court hearing on Portland, as Heather Roberts reports.
Arguing for President Trump, Eric MacArthur again claimed only troops can protect Portland's ICE building.
For months, the ICE facility in Portland and the federal law enforcement officers who work there have faced a steady stream of violence, threats of violence, and harassment from violent agitators bent on impeding federal immigration enforcement.
Oregon's attorney argued violence in June was dealt with by local law enforcement. The justices said they would respond as quickly as they're able.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street at this hour, stocks have been lower all day. The Dow Jones Industrials are currently off 314 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A final time in the friendly confines. Tonight will be the last time in 2025 the Brewers and Cubs will play in Chicago. You may want to get a nap in. First pitch isn't until 8:08. The Cubs eked out a 4-3 win in Game 3, but the Brewers still lead the series 2-1. If the Cubs do win, a deciding Game 5 is scheduled for Saturday afternoon back in Milwaukee. WRJN will switch over to pregame at 7:30. Quarry Lake Park is back open in Racine County, but only if you're there to fish. Officials reopened the park this week after months of construction to make it safer, more accessible, and more eco-friendly. Swimming and beach use will stay off limits until next year when lake levels are expected to return to normal. The park was shut down earlier this year after low water exposed a hidden steep drop-off near the shore. A week later, and Ascension, Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare. A contract expired, leaving thousands to decide between switching providers or paying more. The companies say they're still negotiating but have yet to reach a deal. Racine County will review its $252 million budget over 3 days next week, with a public hearing set for October 23rd. Leaders say a new sales tax will curb property tax increases while funding needs like behavioral health, parks, and facilities. Microsoft canceled plans for a Caledonia data center after local opposition, but they say they still hope to build somewhere else in Racine County. The company says they'll work with officials to find a suitable site. Microsoft projects in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha are continuing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs beat the Crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Vollman's off one more day. Chris Morrow filling in through 6 o'clock this afternoon. A little after 3, 5 stair steps. Ooh, child.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
to you. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Love.
news and timeless hits for 98 years. We've had it here on WRJN, Black and White from Three Dog Night. Kurt Vollman, one more day off. Chris Morrow filling in for, I guess I'm filling in technically for Cindy, who was filling in for Kurt. Kurt will be back on the air tomorrow. Brewer baseball coming up tonight. 7:30 is the pregame from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Ah, tough loss last night, 4-3. There was hope right up until the end, but the Brewers have to play one more, hopefully clinching the division series, moving on to the league championship series with a win tonight. Again, the pregame at 7:30. Late start, 8:08 from Wrigley on WRJN.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday will I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Thank you.
shot is dark, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly, the Crickets on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. That'll be the day. And Chris Morrow in for Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles, the one constant we have throughout the afternoon. Next local news update coming up just about 3:30. news and timeless hits. WRJM, been doing it for 98 years, coming up on 99 here in just a month or so. Glad you're along. We are going to have more of those timeless hits coming up here in just a bit. But first, an update from the Radio Park newsroom. It's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 21-year-old Kenosha man is in the hospital after a hit-and-run crash Tuesday night. Police say Vincent Metz was riding his motorcycle near 85th Street and 22nd Avenue when a car hit him and took off. Flight for Life was called in. He suffered broken bones in his neck, shoulder, knee, and leg. Police arrested a 40-year-old woman and are investigating possible OWI charges. Lines can be cast again at Quarry Lake Park. Racine County has reopened the area for fishing, but swimming in the beach area remain closed until next year. The park had been closed since summer after low water revealed a dangerous underwater drop-off. Crews have now finished major upgrades, including an ADA-accessible path, safer shoreline slopes, and environmental improvements to protect the lake. County leaders say the changes make the park better for the long run. There is still construction in that area on Northwestern Avenue. A new study shows Gateway Technical College is paying off. A statement from the college says the school and its students pump more than $746 million into the local economy. They say taxpayers earn $1.20 for every dollar they invest. The study also finds Gateway alumni support more than 10,000 local jobs. College leaders say it proves education at Gateway helps power southeastern Wisconsin's economy. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Surrender, what a night.
Jersey Boys on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Good afternoon, Kurt Volman off for one more day. He's back tomorrow. I'm Chris Morrow filling in till 6 tonight with the Toys.
We can't go on.
Much more timeless than Elvis. Suspicious Minds on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And we've got a great weekend planned for you. All kinds of sports and great songs.
You're sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left, all you left, is our favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. Used to bring sweet memories of a tender love that used to be. Now it's the same old song, but with a different name since you've been
You're still the one.
On WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Chris Morrow in for Kurt Vollmann today. Kurt's back from vacation tomorrow. We got a great weekend planned for you, too. Of course, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock until 2. Terry Hovel is here with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. He was off last weekend, got a lot of calls. Where's Terry? He's back this Saturday from 10 to 2. Some of those great songs you may not have heard for years or even decades. He has the stories behind him and then, of course, plays the songs. And then Sunday morning, Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Going back into the 30s and 40s for some of the timeless, I guess, standards of the American songbook. A great weekend planned for you, along with Packer football on Sunday from WRJN.
Meridian Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options. Like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car.
Don't try to choose her. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
from Pasadena.
Hits on WRJN. Top of the hour news with CBS and Stephen Stewart. J. Waddles coming up here at 4 o'clock. Followed next hour by Stevie Wonder, Three Dog Night, and the Bee Gees, all between 4 and 5. and WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a pause in their war in Gaza and the release of all hostages. President Trump today.
It's something that nobody thought was possible, and we're going to end up having peace in the Middle East. Who would have thought?
At the UN, Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
For Israelis and Palestinians alike, this deal offers a glimmer of relief. And that glimmer must become the dawn of peace, the beginning of the end of this devastating war.
Reporter Marbert Berger in Jerusalem.
There's relief on the Palestinian side and some celebrations, but it's pretty subdued because even though people in Gaza are very